We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Daf Yoram at Beis, about 15 lines from where the lines get wide by the two dots, third word into the line. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimwa, kol tole b'shut etzmot olino b'shut acherim. Anyone who makes his prayer contingent on his own merits, so then the response is going to be, you could have it, but in the merits of others. B'chol tole b'shut acherim, but if someone tries and asks in others' merits, his forefathers or other people, giants of the Jewish people, tolino b'shut etzmo, we find that when they grant it to him, so they give them in his own merit. Moshe tala b'shut acherim. Moshe pleads before God in the merits of others. Shneimal, the verse says, Zechol Avam Nitzak L'Yisrael Avadecha. He tells God, remember the merits of the patriarchs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, your servants, tolulu b'shut etzmo. So then you see, from heavens, they gave him the credit. Shneimal, the verse says, V'yomu l'ashmidem lulem shebchiru amad b'peretz lefanav l'ashibcha mato me'ashchit. That God thought to destroy the Jewish people, if not for Moshe, it says. It doesn't say if not for the forefathers, who stood up in the breach of the fence to return God's anger from destroying. Chizkiyahu, but Chizkiyahu, who we learned about yesterday, tala b'shut etzmo. He pleaded with God in his own merit. Because the verse says, and he wasn't pleading for all of the Jewish people, he was pleading for himself, and he said, Zichonat asher telachti lefanecha, remember please Hashem, how I walked before you and I did that which was good in your eyes. Talulo b'shut acherim. So from heaven, when they granted him what he wanted, so it doesn't say, okay, Chizkiyahu, you're a good guy, whatever you asked for we'll give you. No, it says the other way around. The verse says, God says, I will protect this city, I will save it, lemani, for my sake, ulman David Avdin, for the sake of King David. So here we see the concept. Moshe pleaded in the merits of the forefathers, then the verse says he got what he wanted in his own merits. Chizkiyahu pleaded in his own merits, so God says, okay, I'll do what you want, but not in your merit, in the merit of myself and my connection to the city and King David.
This is Moshe, if I were to plead, I'd say, okay, I'll plead in my merits, because then in Hashem's merits, so, I mean, like, what are my merits compared to...
The practical applications are a good question. It's a good question. How do you apply it practically? I mean, okay. It's a good question. That's the idea that Rabbi Shov and Levi taught. The verse says, peace was bitter to me. What does Chizkiyahu mean? Afilu b'shasha shigelu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Even when God says, okay, it'll be peace, Marulot was still bitter to Chizkiyahu, because here Chizkiyahu was pleading, God, I've done everything, and God says, okay, I'll do it for their sakes. Meaning God doesn't seem to agree with Chizkiyahu's line, I've done everything. Now, say, Naliat Kirktana, once we've mentioned the Shunamis who made a small room for Elisha, so we'll focus on that for a minute. She said, let us make an elevated small wall. So what does that mean? Was it a wall or was it an attic? Was it elevated or was it a wall, a separate room in their house? Which one was it? An attic in the house or a separate room? Rav Vishmuel, Chad amar aliyah pu'ay tavikirua. One opinion says they had an attic that had no roof, and she said, let's make that attic, we'll put a roof on it for him. Chad amar, another one said, achsadra gdolay tavchilkua lishnaim. They had this big hallway, they divided it into two, this big room, so that he'll have space in it. If we're talking about a wall in between a big room, I understand why it says a wall. But if we're talking about an attic, my kir, why does it use the word kir, which seems to mean wall? Answer, shekirua. Kir could also mean to wall it in, to put a roof on that. If we're talking about an attic, I understand why it's called elevated. But if we're talking about a big room that they divided into two, my aliyat, why is it called elevated? They made it elevated among houses, they made it top quality. The verse says, let's place in that room a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Abaye said, others say it was Rav Yitzchak who said, if someone is a rabbi, someone is a teacher, and people offer him things and he's willing to accept, so he could do that, then he could do like Elisha. Elisha the prophet was willing to accept. They offered him free housing. He accepted it. A pious person who accepts is not improper. And if someone says, I don't want to have anything from anyone, so that's also not improper. He could also do that and say, I fund myself, no thank you. Like Shmuel the prophet, Shneimal's the verse says, he'd return to the hilltop where it was his house. Why does the pasuk have to tell me it was his house? Rav Yochanan taught, it's coming to teach us, he took whatever he needed wherever he went, so he never needed favors from anyone. But Tomer Elisha, the woman, says to her husband, "Hinei na'edati ki she'elokim kadoshu. I hereby know that that man of God is holy." Here we see that the woman recognizes the guest better than her husband. Kadosh hu, she says, he is holy. How did she know he's holy? One opinion says, a fly never crossed over his food. She says, that's a holy man. We sit here, we got flies buzzing in our food. His food's always clean. Another one says, she put out a white blanket and she said, it's always clean. He never has a wet dream. He's a holy man. Here he is all alone without his wife. He's traveling and he's eating and nothing ever happens. Kadosh hu, he is holy. She was saying, I know he's holy, and I know that servant, we got to keep an eye on him. He ain't no holy man. Shnemaz, the verse says, Gehazi walked over to push her. He grabbed her by her chest and pushed her away. You see, he wasn't too holy. So that's Gehazi. That's what she said from the onset. He's holy, but the servant is not.